And thought processes, whatever it thinks about, is through its pain. It interprets everything through the pain. Every interpretation of my life, who you are, who I am, what my life situation is totally distorted because it's looked at through the pain. So you get an absurd worldview inspired not by heaven, but by hell. And so most human beings are unconscious, so they are forced to feed it again and again. And very often you will recognize pain bodies, the transformation in somebody close to you. There it is. And you sense you don't need to be a psychic to feel to feel the emanation of that. Ooh. So all that's needed is know it, see it for what it is, and continue to watch its movement so that it doesn't turn into an unhappy me anymore. It cannot flow into the mind structures of the unhappy self and amplify those. So all that's left really of the pain body now is a heaviness or a turbulence inside you, or a quiver of fear. Very much like atmospheric turbulence, bad weather, which isn't a personal problem, except to very heavy egos who react even to the weather and say, why is it always bad when I want to go out? But if you're not such a heavy ego, then weather is relatively neutral, but really so is the atmospheric turbulence in your own energy field. There's no self in it. It's human pain, human turbulence. Okay. Not a person, ultimately. So it doesn't amplify anymore the story of me and makes it into some dreadfully unhappy nightmare. You watch it almost as a physical symptom when it comes. And that's the beginning of freedom, because it can no longer replenish itself now as you watch it. You recognize it when it comes. You might recognize it first in your partner, when it comes in your partner. And then you might say, there's your pain body. Or maybe not. Because you might be wrong. It could be your pain body already speaking through you. Not impossible. Now, you could talk to your partner and have an agreement that you will help each other when you notice the other person's pain body. At least what you can do is not to confuse the pain body with who that person is. So you recognize it as the human pain body. Now, you might live with an extremely dense pain body next to you in your partner. So you won't meet anybody who is totally free of pain body. But as presence arises in you, your partner will no longer be able to feed very much on your reactions. So that's very frustrating. And then it is quite possible that presence also arises in your partner, or it won't be long before he or she will look for some better pain body to live with. And there's no shortage of pain bodies. Ha ha ha.